Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I think the defensive line had one of their best, if not the best, performance of the season against the Raiders. It doesn't mean that Aiden O'Connell didn't put up some numbers and all that. That to me is more on the secondary. It doesn't mean that they were dominant, but I thought it was their best game of the year. Charles Omenihu's return is to me the biggest reason for that. It is not a coincidence that Chris Jones had his first sack since week four. In fact, he had two of them in the game. We know Chris Jones has been dominant, even though the sack numbers haven't been there. And we pointed that out, that the double teams he's getting, I mean, just nobody's job has been tougher at that position this year, even if the sack numbers aren't there. But it got to a point, I think, in fairness, heading into the Raiders game where we were all kind of sitting around and said, okay, we acknowledge that, but where's some of the sack numbers? Well, he just got you two sacks against the Raiders, and now you wonder, they start coming in bunches. That can happen at times. And Chris Jones gets two. Karloftis had one of his better games in a little while. There's no way it's just a coincidence that happens in the first game that Charles Omenihu is back from his ACL injury. That's one, when we talk bigger picture, how does the team get better? We say, hey, do you have confidence that they can get better pressure on the quarterback? It's like, well, let's see what happens when Charles Omenihu comes back. It's one game, but to me, you saw instant results having Charles Omenihu back in the mix. Now, he talked after the game. I was in the locker room. He was discussing just his return and what was a pretty long process to come back. And I think you got to be thrilled already to see the production he's providing.
I feel good. I know people think, you know, you have this kind of injury that it would be lumps. And during the process, it was. But going out there, I credit Greg and Tiffany more than Greg Cabin for getting me right. My knee felt good. I had no problems. I think going out there and getting my feet wet. Going out there and doing what I know I can do. I think that's the only thing. That's my frustration with myself. But, you know, I got to give myself grace and credit the whole organization here, bro. It's a Class A organization. You know what I'm saying? Like, allowing me to take the time to come back, do it the right way, and them give me the grace that I'm not giving myself. So I can only just appreciate them and just try and keep stacking and hopefully get back to how I was playing last year.
I think he played more than they thought he was going to play in the game. Like, going into it, I think he ended up, I was trying to pull it up real quick while that was playing, the snap counts, because I wasn't sure if they were out there, but Nick Jacobs over at 41 always does a good job getting the snap counts out. And Charles Omenihu ended up with 50% of the snaps in the game, which I'll be honest, going into the game, I didn't think he was going to play half the snaps on defense.
Yeah.
They needed it. They needed every single snap. That's a really good sign now, too. Let's make sure he doesn't, no setback this week during practice or anything. But after the game, he seemed to be feeling great after playing his first game since, the AFC title game against Baltimore, when he initially had the knee injury, which required the surgery. But if you compare his snaps, 50%, Turk Warren was right there, basically 49%. Mike Pinnell, who's never going to be as high on that, he's more of a run stuff guy, obviously, but 29% of the snaps. Chris Jones ended up playing what he normally plays, 88%. Of the snaps. Other than Mike Dana and Chris Jones in the regular, I guess, Karloftis, I'm sorry. So other than what you would expect, Chris Jones, Karloftis, and Mike Dana, Charles Omenihu played the most snaps on the defensive line. That was a good sign to me. I don't know only what the peak is for Omenihu. Does he get back up to, I don't know what his numbers were heading in the AFC title game last year, admittedly. Was he playing 65% of the snaps? Was he playing above Mike Dana snap-wise? I think we're going to see more and more of Charles Omenihu, and to have 50% of the snaps and immediately see, even against the Raiders team, to see that kind of production from Chris Jones and George Karlaftis, I think was huge. Like that's kind of, if we're looking at the game, like the most positive takeaway out of that game, and which has otherwise been, you know, everybody's frustrated with the close win. Yeah. I think what you saw from Charles Omenihu and the entire defensive line, that should be the most optimistic takeaway out of the entire game.
Yeah, we had been waiting for George Karlaftis to have that. And that was something that Cody and I talked about last week, and Mac and I was like, hey, we need to see something from George Karlaftis. Because I think coming into the season, he had, 10.5 sacks last year? And we had the conversation of, can he be in that 12.5, 13.5? You know, can he elevate himself into not necessarily the elite category, but the upper echelon of pass rushers who come off the edge? He hasn't been in, he hadn't done that at all this year like that. And some of it may be just the fact that, you know, it's on him a little bit more. Chris Jones obviously is doing a great job, but he hasn't been very good. Yesterday, very good. Maybe some of it in part directly, as you said, goal to Charles Omenihu and him taking. Now they've got three solid to legit very good pass rushing options now, not just two where one of them is taking away the double team, but George hadn't been that well. I think he's been helped from Omenihu obviously already.
Because part of the solution, if we discussed earlier the coverage problems with this team, and yes, Texter, I see your text. We talked about that earlier as well. We'll get back to it. I agree with you. They were a lot better in coverage when Joshua Williams was out there instead of Nazi Johnson. Absolutely. We got into that earlier in the show. One other way to help out, whether it's Nazi Johnson or Joshua Williams or whoever's been, Trent McDuffie's going to keep doing his thing. He's still one of the best corners in football. And they did not throw his way maybe twice, I think, in the Raiders game. The other way to help all that is, of course, getting pressure on the quarterback. It's pretty obvious that if you're able to get to the quarterback, you're not asking your guys to cover as long. And that's been a problem. They haven't been able to do either. And that's why the defense has slid back here a little bit. And so if they're able to get Omenihu more involved after a really strong first showing in 2024, then Chris Jones and Karlaftis, to me, are going to have an opportunity to go eat. And they did at times. Not throughout the whole game, but at times they did, and they really impacted the game, and we hadn't seen that in a while. And so that's why I said I think it was the most positive thing out of the game, and a game that had frustrations at left tackle and frustrations with not running and frustrations with some drops and all the thing went into the Raiders win. The Chiefs went over the Raiders, I should say. That defensive line has to at least make you feel a little bit better about the chances, right? The chances of this thing getting better.